Good morning. I want to talk about the halachos of eating and drinking on Yom Kippur for a person who is ill. There are some misconceptions on that area, and I think it's important that we should understand the halacha in order that when a person does ask a shaila, a person does have the situation, they understand what exactly is going to be within the purview of a possibility of being permitted and what is not. So let's start with the question of the concept known as a shear. There is a concept when it comes to aveiras of the Torah, something known as a shear, which means the amount where the prohibition, where the aveira applies to. Now, what does that mean? Does it mean that you're allowed to eat less than that amount? So this is a machloikus in the Gemara, whether chatzi shear, chatzi means half, but it means it's not only half, but it means any amount less than the shear, is that prohibited on a Torah level or not? So we have a machloikus in the Gemara whether chatzi shear is osur min haTorah, or chatzi shear is mutter min haTorah. We paskin chatzi shear osur min haTorah. So that now creates a question. If you hold chatzi shear osur min haTorah, so what is the shear relevant for? If you would hold chatzi shear is permitted on a Torah level, so we understand on a Torah level, the shear is very relevant. What is the amount which the Torah prohibits? But now that we're saying that any amount is prohibited, so what is it relevant to discuss the halacha of shear? So the difference between a chatzi shear and a full shear, according to this opinion, which is how we paskin, is in regards to einish, in regards to punishments. The Torah gives punishments for different types of aveiros. Sometimes the punishment is malchus. Sometimes the punishment is something known as misa b'dei shamayim. He gets a heavenly type of death. Sometimes the punishment is something known as kores, which is considered also a heavenly death with some other elements to it. And sometimes the punishment is Mises Bezin. The Bezin hold the person culpable to the point that person is going to have to be executed. So different levels of punishment. For the punishment, a shear is required. For the prohibition, any amount is prohibited on a Torah level. The shear on Yom Kippur to receive punishment, the punishment in Yom Kippur is, the Torah says a person who is not ma'ana himself in Yom Kippur, he eats or drinks. If he eats the shear, he's going to be chay of kores. The punishment, the heavenly punishment of kores. He's also can be found guilty in Bezdin and receive malchus. So the punishment is malchus and kores. The amount to eat to receive that punishment for eating is at the size of a kekusevas hagas, a large date, which is larger than the shear of a kezias, which is the normal amount we talk about. Achila, the amount is a kezias, and Yom Kippur, the amount is a kekusevas. Coming to drink, in regards to drinking, the amount is mole lugmav. Mole lugmav is a one cheeks full of liquid. In practical terms, we measure these amounts. We measure the kekusevas hagasa is a standard amount for all people, a set amount, and we assume that less than, if a person has 1 ounce, 1 fluid ounce, a person would take a shot glass, which is a fluid ounce, and fill it with food, that is definitely less than a kekusevas. In regards to drinking, the halacha of mole lugmav is actually measured by each individual. Each person's cheek is different. And that's how we measure the shear of kekusevas, of mole lugmav. That amount, we assume, is definitely, if a person would drink 1.4 ounces, that's definitely less than mole lugmav for the vast majority of people. It's not a clear amount exactly how large it is, but we assume it's less. The mole lugmav is the majority of a revius. If you assume a revius is about 3 ounces, so 1.4 ounces is less than that. Now, if both are prohibited, what's the difference if you drink, eat more or less? We know there's a concept in halacha called eating by shiurim, eating by based on these amounts. What's irrelevant? What's the difference? Whatever, if everything is prohibited on a Torah level, and we know that to transgress a Torah prohibition, it's only permitted if a person's life is in danger. So if a person's life is in danger, the Torah says, with some exceptions, that the mitzvahs should be transgressed. So I can only permit eating more than a kesevis or less than a kesevis if a person's life is in danger. There's no heter to eat less than a shear because I'm feeling uncomfortable. Because this is a Torah prohibition, and a Torah prohibition is only permitted if life is in danger. So then we have to explain, if that's true, and we'll talk about it the next year, if that's true, what's the difference between eating more or less? And what is that concept? So meanwhile, we just review this point, and we must stress this point, and this is a part of the mistake that people make. They think that less than a shear is a much more lenient halacha, and it's permitted even though there's no danger to life. And that is not true. It's only permitted if there's a danger to life of either the mother or to an unborn child, or to a mother who's nursing in a situation where it's impossible to give the child anything else, and the child needs to get from the mother, and the mother cannot produce milk otherwise, or because a person's life is ill. All those scenarios where there's a danger to someone's life, so we're going to permit to eat or drink less than a shear, but there's no permission to eat or drink less than a shear without a danger to life. Have a good day.